Are you tired? Weary? Worn out? Burned out? I'll bet you can finish these statements with me. Ready? I'm ready to throw in the
towel.
Ooh, you guys really do know this. I'm at the end of my
rope.
I'm just a bundle of
terrors.
I'm at my wits
end.
My life's falling
apart.
I feel like resigning from the human race. Does that describe you? The rat race, wearing out, we're running ourselves ragged, and many of us feel like we're ready to collapse. There we go. Isn't that sweet? Take a nap anywhere. It's not just a nap we need. We need a deeper kind of rest. We need more than physical rest, although many of us could use that. We need spiritual rest. We're uneasy, unsettled. We're not at peace in our heart. Today I'd like to talk to you about rest for the stressed. How about that? Is that you? Are you stressed? Today we're going to talk about rest. Maybe you're distressed. Maybe you're overwhelmed. Well, I believe today's scripture is going to show us a little bit about how we can come into his rest. You shall find rest for your souls. Beautiful scripture. As I read these two verses, Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, I want you to notice the word rest twice here. Come to me, Jesus says. Come to me. That could be a message all by itself. Jesus is saying, come to me. He's welcoming you. He's not giving you the stiff arm. He's not saying, depart from me. He's saying, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here we see Christ's invitation, a gentle invitation, not a demanding invitation. He says, come and you'll find rest. He calls out to all of us. Each of us, you are within that invitation. He's calling for you to come. Each of us can come and find true rest. Boy, Jesus knows people, doesn't he? He knows how stressed we can be. Notice how he describes us. He says, we're weary and heavy laden. We're loaded down with responsibilities. If you're not a Christian, you're loaded down with the idea of trying to please a God that's powerful and holy. And you're doing all that you can to be good, but you keep failing. You got this load. You know, even those who have it all admit that they lack true peace. Harrison Ford is one of the most successful movie actors of all time. His movies have earned more than $8 billion. But in a recent interview, he made a profound comment. You only want what you ain't got. You only want what you ain't got. The interviewer asked Harrison Ford what it was that he wanted. Ford gave a one-word answer, peace. These people hit the top. They got all the money and all the fame, all the, everything they think they want, but there's an inner longing for peace, for rest. The world is full of weary, burdened, restless people that are seeking, but they don't know what they're seeking. We push ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, professionally. We push ourselves to the end and come up empty-handed until our load gets the best of us. There we go. Would you like to find a way to unload your burden? To lighten your load? Jesus shows us the way. In this little verse, he shows us a path to rest, spiritual rest. Let's look closer at this invitation and see how we can find rest. I put an outline in your bulletin, a little yellow slip. I'm going to suggest three ways from this passage that we can find spiritual rest. Number one, to find true rest, we must, here it is, come to Christ. That's the first words, verse 28. Come to me. That's it. Did he say come to church and you'll find rest? No. Church is good. It's good to be around other Christians. Good to be around the Bible being taught. But that's not what Jesus said. He didn't say come to church. He says come to me. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. Did he say come to religion? Come to believe in a doctrine or a creed? No. He says come to me. It's a personal relationship with Christ. Once you come into a relationship with Christ, yes, it's good to be a part of a church. But church is not going to bring you peace. Jesus brings you peace. If you want to find peace with God, if you want to find inner spiritual rest, you must first find Jesus. He's the one. Spiritual rest is not found in religion or rituals. It's found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Can't you see him with his arms out rest saying to the audience, come, come to me. Come, all you who are weary, you're overloaded, you're burdened with your sin, you're trying to please God in your efforts and your works and your religion. He says, come to me, I'll give you rest. Come to me. Not the only time Jesus said this. We read these same words back in Isaiah. I think it's chapter 55. We won't go there today for sake of time. But listen to this. John chapter 6, 35. Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. That's a pretty cool claim. You're hungry inside. You've got that longing. I'm the bread of life. We talked about that here, the Lord's Supper. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. You see the parallel sentences there? Comes to me and believes in me equal each other. He's defining it. He says, you come to me, you believe in me. You'll not be hungry, you'll not be thirsty. He says there's a longing like hunger and thirst that you keep trying to fill with everything else, and you're still empty inside. Jesus says, I am the bread that can fulfill. So the first step in finding true spiritual rest and peace is to come to Christ in faith. Believe in me, come to me, believe in me. Trust in Christ as your Savior. There's a hunger and a thirst way down in our innermost being, an inner longing that only Christ can fill. Jesus says in John 7, verse 37, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Over and over, we see the same message. You know, come to me implies an active response. You got to get up and come. Passive head knowledge about Jesus, reading the Bible once in a while, is not enough. talking to about Jesus with your coworkers, about your opinions about what your mom used to say or your grandpa who's a pastor used to say, none of that's going to bring peace. Come to me. You have to come. You have to come to Jesus. It's a deliberate choice only you can make. I can't drag you to Jesus. Your parents can't drag you to Jesus. Your kids can't drag you to Jesus. You've got to get up and come. Walk forward. Come to me. If you come to me, if you come to Jesus, you'll find peace. You'll find forgiveness. You won't be striving with God. You'll have peace with God. Your load will be lifted. I remember this lady. She became a Christian. And she really, literally thought she'd lost 30 pounds. She was just lighter. The load was lifted. Ruth was never the same again. She shared her faith with everybody because it made such a difference in her life. Are you heavy? Are you laden? Are you burdened? Come to Jesus. You can do that today, you know. Right now in your heart, you can say, Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you because I need that inner peace. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. If you call upon the name of the Lord, if you say, Lord Jesus, I come, you will be saved. If you trust in the Lord, if you receive Christ, as many as received him, not religion, not church, but as many as received him, those he gave the right to become children of God. Come to him. Jesus is calling to you. Come to me. Corrie Ten Boom, who suffered severely in a Nazi prison camp, said this. She says, look around and be distressed. Amen to that. Look around and be distressed. Don't watch the news. You'll be distressed. Look inside and you'll be depressed because you know how weak you are. Look to Jesus and be at rest. That's the message. Come to me and find rest. Most of you, I believe, are probably Christians. Some of you, maybe not yet. But some of you have already come to Christ and had that forgiveness. You know, in theory, all Christians should be experiencing peace because Jesus said, I give you my peace. Not like the world gives. I give you supernatural peace. Peace that passes all understanding. We should be experiencing peace and rest. Is that your observation? Are most Christians pretty at rest with God? I hope they are. But sometimes we're not. Sometimes we fail to enter into Christ's rest. We still strive and work and worry and fret and have anxiety. We still become restless and weary. We still stress over our circumstances instead of trusting God. We still get loaded down with heavy burdens that God wants to help carry. There must be something more. Well, there is something more. Look at this verse again. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's as far as we've gone, really. But what about this part? Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and then you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What's all that to do with coming to Christ? What's all this about a yoke? Many of us have taken that first step. We've come to Christ. But here he says, now take up the yoke. What's that mean? Well, that's a symbolic way of saying submit to Christ. You guys know what a yoke is? Let me give you point number two. To find true rest, we must submit to Christ. When you have an oxen and he's under the yoke, he submits to the driver. He pulls the load. He does what he's told to do. A yoke is this wooden thing. Matter of fact, I think there's one out in front of the lodge. If you want to go look at it after church. A yoke is this harness that goes over the shoulders of an animal so it can pull a load. It submits to the master and pulls a load. It may be oxen. It may be horses. Do you guys know what an oxen is? I remember as a kid growing up, and all these words about ox, ox this and ox and that. I thought it was some other breed of animal. It wasn't a horse. It's a cow. It's not really a cow. It's a male cow. Cow means it's female. But it's a male cattle that's been neutered and tamed and taught to pull, and they're super strong and can work all day long. And so here's a team of oxen that are yoked together. You've seen this in the old cowboy movies. They're just super strong cattle. That's what an ox is, or a team of oxen. But a yoke is not limited to animals. Do you know people wear yokes? All over the world you see pictures like that, don't you? Look what's on his shoulder there. That's so he can carry the load. So what does Jesus mean when he says, take my yoke? This appears at first glance to be kind of a contradiction. Jesus promises rest, then at the same time he says, take up my yoke, which sounds like work. Which is it? We are resting in Christ, but we're also working for Christ. I believe there's a way to harmonize this paradox. Jesus is affirming that in this life we will carry burdens. We're going to carry burdens. No one is immune from trials and hardship and burdens. We're called to carry our share of the load. We have responsibilities. We have stresses. It's whether those stresses stress us out. When we carry them alone, we get overwhelmed. We say, I can't carry this heavy load. This burden's too heavy. So what's it say here? Rest does not mean that you cease from all activity, that everything is peachy, that you're going to have a restful, calm, easy life. A lot of people think that when they become Christians, God's going to take my load. No, you're going to carry a yoke here. Jesus is saying, I'm going to be yoked in with you. It's my yoke. He's going to work with us and carry the load with us. We're not alone in this thing. We pull the weight together. When a farmer trains a new animal, he often yokes it together with an older, wiser, calmer, stronger, more experienced animal so they can bear the burden together and the older one can help the younger one through this learning curve. I kind of think that's what I see here. I think Jesus is saying, I'm willing to be yoked together with you. Take my yoke. Come on under my load. I will share your burden. I'll teach you how to live. I'll make your burden lighter because I pull with you. I'll give you rest in your labor. Now, I'm not going to quote that old poem, but you remember it, where there were two footprints in the sand, and suddenly there's one print, and the fellow says, where were you when I was walking alone? He says, you weren't walking alone. I was carrying you. This is the idea that we're yoked together with Jesus. We're not alone in this world to carry the weight by ourselves. So Jesus says, my yoke is easy because I'm there to carry it for you. My burden is light. Christ's yoke is not lighter because he demands less of us. It's because he bears the load with us. We're not alone in this life. We're no longer carrying it all, but Christ is carrying it with us. So just as an animal must learn to submit to the yoke, submit to the master, we must learn to submit to Christ, listen to him. What he calls us to do, we can do it through his power, through his help, through his strength. Remember, we're taking up his yoke. We must learn to let him lead. We must cooperate with him. We're the trainee. We're the disciple. He's the master. We must resist fighting against God. Every time something bad happens, don't raise your fist. Say, God, pull me through. Carry me through. Don't get ahead of God. Don't chafe under his yoke. But rejoice in it. that we have a master that carries with us our burdens. So we've seen two steps. To find true rest, we must come to Christ. That's elementary. That's salvation. That's finding peace with God. You got to do that first. Number two, so we must submit to Christ, get under his yoke. We must surrender. Then we have peace of God in our heart. We get peace with God in salvation, but as we submit to him, we get the peace of God as he carries us and helps us. Notice again the word rest. We've read this passage a couple times, but I'm going to read it again. Twice you see the word rest, but so I want you to notice just a little difference. Here we go. Verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Salvation is a free gift of God. You don't have to earn it. You will be given rest. When we come to Christ, we are released from the burden of sin. We rest in the finished work of Christ, and we're given peace with God. Now look at the next verse right beside it. Take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest. Not be given rest, but find rest. That's an experiential thing for your souls. Finding rest, now that's different. Yes, he gives us rest, but he also finds rest in the process of submitting and surrendering our life to him. You have the peace of God, and you have peace with God. Peace with God and the peace of God. As we grow spiritually and learn to walk in step with Christ, we will discover the peace of God in our daily lives. We'll learn that true rest can happen even in a restless world. Let's go to our final point, number three. To find true rest, we must learn from Christ. Remember when Jesus sent out the disciples, he said, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey all that I have commanded. We need to learn. We can't stay in the novice state, the trainee state. We become followers, disciples. We must learn from Christ. So as we're yoked together with Christ, we learn to walk in step with Christ. Just like those two animals yoked together, they become a team. That takes some learning experience. We learn from Christ as we go through the challenges. Now, what do we learn from him? Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in spirit. And then you will find rest for your souls. You'll find rest as you humble yourself and gently follow Christ. Humility and gentleness. Think of this within that illustration of the animal in the yoke. We must learn to follow the older, wiser yoke fellow. That's Jesus. We must learn humility and not demand our own way. We must learn gentleness rather than resistance. Jesus is telling us that our life will be easier and more restful and more peaceful if we will humble ourselves and stop taking the lead and follow him. If we'll be gentle rather than fight and resist, we must learn to face life's trials with humility, knowing that God is in control. You'll be much more at peace when you start trusting God. Say, God, you're in control. Yes, I have stress. Yes, I have burdens. Yes, I have trials. Yes, I have family issues. Yes, I got money issues. Be gentle, be humble, and follow Christ, and let his peace that passes all understanding guard your heart and your soul. Let me end as I began. Are you tired? Well, I'm talking two different levels, I know. If you're spiritually tired and weary, come to Jesus and be healed. Be saved. If you're physically tired, come to Jesus and learn humility and gentleness. Learn to walk in step with him. Christ's invitation is the key phrase here. Come to me. If that's all you remember today, Jesus is saying, come to me. He's not rejecting you. He wants you to come. Come to Christ for the inner spiritual rest that you long for. Submit to Christ. Find full surrender to his will, to his yoke. And learn from Christ. Respond in a way, as Jesus said, in gentleness and humility. I'm going to close by reading a story. You guys like stories? There's a pastor named William Barton. He really was famous because he wrote all about Abraham Lincoln. That's his books that everybody knows William Barton for. But he also wrote short stories because he was a pastor of a little country church. And as he ministered, he'd write down things that he thought had, he called them parables. And here's the copy of one of his books. They're way, way out of print. The Wit and Wisdom of Saphir the Sage. These books are old. I've got a few copies of them because they've been reprinted sometimes through the years. But they're short stories. And for some reason, he wrote them all in Old English, like a King James Bible. I doubt he really talked this way. Now, in this story, it's called Concerning Rest. That's what we're talking about. You'll find rest. He refers to this verse. So I thought I'd read it to you. He mentions his wife. Now, his fictional name is Saphid. His wife's fictional name is Keturah. Keturah. And the granddaughter, we never learn her name. She's always called the daughter of Keturah. That's his granddaughter. Now, with all that in mind, let me read the story and we'll close. There was a day when I was weary, for my days had been full of cares, and my nights had been broken. And I spake unto Keturah, saying, I would lay me down upon my couch and rest. Trouble me not for the space of 1 hour. So I laid me down. And I heard the patter of little feet, and there were little hands pushing at my door. And there came unto me the daughter of Keturah, and the little maiden is not yet 3 years old. And she said, Grandpa, I want to lie down with you. And I said, come, and we will rest together. Close thine eyes tightly, and be very still, so we shall rest, the both of us. The way she rested was this. She crept under the blanket that covered me so that her head and all the rest of her were covered. And she said, Grandpa, you have lost your little girl. Then did I seek the little girl whom I had lost and said, where is my little girl? Where is my little girl? And I felt all over the blanket and found her not. Then did she cry, here I am. And she threw off the blanket and laughed. She hid from me a second time, and then a third time, and then many times beside. And every time I found her again hiding under her blanket. And when this had wearied her, she sat aside me, so that one foot was on the right and one was on the left. And she held me by my thumbs, and her little hands could not quite reach around my thumbs. And she rocked back so that her head touched the couch between my knees. And she sat up with a bump upon my stomach. And she rode me to Banbury Cross and to many other places. And she said, are you having a good time with me, Grandpa? And I told her, yes, it was true. Now at the end of 1 hour, I came forth leading the little damsel by the hand, and Keturah said, thou art rested. I behold that thy weariness is gone. And it was even so, for the joy of playing with the little damsel had driven away my care, and I was rested. Now I thought of this, and I remembered that my Lord has said unto me, and not only to me, but to all mankind, come unto me, ye weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I remembered that he said that in resting I should bear a yoke and find it easy, and carry a burden and find it light. And behold, I knew what he meant. So rest doesn't always mean inactivity. It doesn't always mean taking a nap. It means doing what God wants you to do, being in his will, and you'll find rest for your souls. Amen? Thank you, Father, for your word. Lord, you are calling out to these folks, every one of them individually, come to me. Find rest. Find forgiveness. And I pray that each and every one will come to you in their own heart and in their own way. Lord, bring rest to us. We live in a crazy world, so much stress. Lord, help us to walk in sync with you, yoked with you, do what you call us to do, humble ourselves before you. And Lord, we know you'll bring us spiritual rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.